paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas arboim so shel mikvah. And this is the concept of the minimum size of a mikvah, which is 40 so of water. Keneged arboim yoim shel kabolas luchas achronos, corresponding to those 40 days, that final 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the second set of luchas. From Rosh Chodesh Elul through Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the most powerful time of Tshuva, Tshuva which is when we leave Tumah and go into Tara, is 40 days, the 40 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur. So the mikvah, which is 40 so, has that same power. She'oz osha osa Moshe Rabbeinu derech kvusha l'tshuva. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu established a clear path for tshuva. Lahachzir ulahoshiv b'chinas sheloi k'seder l'b'chinas k'seder. The word tshuva means to return. To return what? To return the malchus to Hashem. To return the sheloi k'seder, the chava, to the adam, to the k'seder. She'zehu ikar b'chinas ha'tshuva. That's the real essence of tshuva, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Pei Beis. V'zeh shemuva b'zoyer HaKodesh, and this is why the Zoyer HaKodesh says, she'tshuva hi toshuv hei. That the word tshuva is actually made up of two words. Return, the letter hei. L'hoshiv hei tato l'mekoyma. To return that lower hei to its place. The Zoyer HaKodesh says, that when we do mitzvah, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei consists of two sections. The Yud Kei, the letters Yud Hei, are called Train Reyin Deloy Misparshim, two close friends that are inseparable. There's nothing we can do to affect their kesher. Their kesher is constant and permanent. The letters Vav Kei are affected by man. When we do a mitzvah, we unite them. L'shem yichud kutsha barichu ishchinte, to unite kutsha barichu and the shchina, is uniting the vav and the hay. When we do an aveira, we cause the hay to be separated. We make a pirud. We cause nida. Nida is nod hay. The hay is wandering. It's drifting. It's not plugged into its source. The Zohar Kodesh says, what is tshuva? Tshuva is toshuv hay. Take that hay that left, that became separated from the Yud Kei Vav, and return it, plug it back in. Dehainu lahachzir ahei tato shebchinas malchus, sheloi k'seder, chava, sheloi k'seder, lahachziru ulashivo lemekoyma, to bring it back to its place, lebchinas gimel oisiyos rishoinos, to those first three letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shehein b'chinas aleph beis k'seder k'yodua. The first three letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud, Hey Vav, are called Kiseder in the Zohar Kodesh and all, you know, Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein ein mea mikvah metarin elokashem ba'oretz daiko. Now you'll understand why one of the laws of mikvah is that the waters of mikvah are not effective unless the mikvah is in the ground. Mikvah cannot be a keli on its own. It's got to be in the ground. Ki ikar hamikvah hi bebchinas mo. Because we said the main concept of mikvah, the main concept of becoming purified from tumah is ano emloich. What brought tumah into the world? Ano emloich. I'm in charge. How do you eliminate tumah? By I'm nothing. By saying I'm nothing. I'm nobody. That beetle, that shiflus, that oretz, that going down to the ground. Bechinas mo, bechinas shiflus kanal. Valkein tzrichem liyos betoich oretz daiko. That's why the mikveh has to be in the earth, in the ground. Shehu bechinas shiflus. That's the concept of humility, humbleness, going down into the mikveh. Ki ein hamayim yordim elo el anomuch. Because water always flows from high to low. The water's natural direction is going down. It goes from a high place to a low place. Af divrei Torah ein yordin elo el hanomach. The Gemara says, so too, words of Torah will only flow to somebody who has humility. Dahainu, mishehu shofol v'onav, a person who is humble and modest. Ki hamayim hein b'chinas hadas kanal. Because we said water represents das. Ki molo horetz deyas Hashem kamayim. שעיקר הדס נמשך מבחינס מו. Where does das come from? Das comes from mo. שהוא בחינס שיפלוס. Mo is nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Al kein en yordim elo hanomuch. That's why water flows down. It flows to the one who is down, who is low. The Torah was given on Har Sinai, the lowest mountain. V'zeh shimshil rabbi senu zalas ha-toyra shu'adas elamayim le'inyin shiflus. And that's why the Gemara specifically compares the Torah, which is das, to water regarding humility. V'omru, and the Gemara says, ma'amayim ein yordim elo la'nomuch, just like water only goes downward in a downward direction. Af divrei Torah, so to the Torah only goes down to one who is low, humble. Ki be'emes ha'koil echod, because it's all one. Ki hamayim shein bechinas hadas, water which is Torah, bechinas darach ha'Torah, ein yordin v'hoilchen elo hanomuch. Both of them go only down below. Dehainu l'mishu shofel be'enov, a person who considers himself nothing. Bebechinas mo. Ki ikar hadas hu bebechinas mo, because the main das, we said, is coming from mo, from Odom, from Yudke Vovke, from Hashem. Vze bechinas lashem ho'oretz umaloyo hamuva b'mayim ranal. With this, we'll understand that posuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likutei Moran, that when the oretz is plugged into lahashem, then it's b'maloyo, then it's filled out, then it's in its full, in its shleimus. Lashem ho'oretz daiko, hainu, mi shemesim atzmoi ko'ofor ve'eretz. A person who makes himself like eretz, he considers himself eretz, hu daika mekusher lashem. That's how you become plugged into Hashem. That's how you really connect to Hashem. Shehu b'chinas mo, odom, das. Ve'oz hu b'maloyo. And then you have fullness. Then you have b'maloya u'b'shleimus. Then you have shleimus. K'mavoy Hashem b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'zeh b'chinas maloy chol ha'oretz k'voidoy. The entire world is filled with Hashem's glory, Hashem's honor. Maloy chol ha'oretz daiko. Mi shehu k'eretz v'ofor. A person who considers himself like eretz, hu daiko mole mikvoido yisporach. That person is full of Hashem's kovoid. Kol ha'oretz, a person who is kuloi oretz, he considers himself completely low, completely nothing. He is maloi kevoido. He is full of Hashem's kovoid. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, eshkoin esdako. Hashem says, I will reside by one who is very small, one who is humble. Because when a person is great, is arrogant, ein Hashem yisporach imoy, Hashem is not with them. Ki ein ani v'hu yecholon lodur. The Gemara says, Hashem says, I and him can't live in the same. The town is too small for the both of us. If you are big, then the world is too small for the two of us. Hashem says, K'may Shom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Soita Daf Dalit, v'al kein ein mehamikva metaharin. Elo ba'oretz daiko. That's why one of the halachas of mikvahs, mikvah has to be in the ground. Ki ikar tohorosun al yidei b'chinas ma, shu b'chinas shiflus, b'chinas eretz. Because the main purification from tumah comes through mo, which is shiflus, which is synonymous with eretz.